Hello, everyone. This is Joseph Pasek of barnburner.ca. Our twice daily Fired Up show is available on 108 platforms, also on the OSG Sports app. Welcome to a special edition of the No Holds Barred Wrestling Show with my good friend, Giancarlo Aulino. And I had to bring him back. And you know, it's WrestleMania season. I haven't talked to this guy in over a year. He is the captain, the king poobah of the Mitchell Report Unleashed, my good friend, or should I say former good friend, but now turned good friend again, Rory Mitchell. Rory, how you doing?
How's it going, Joey? What's going on? It's
been a while. Hold on, Rory. First of all, my name is not Joey. It's Joseph Pasek. All right?
I'm going to call you Joey. I'm going to call you Joey.
Okay, okay.
You're on No Holds Bar, and you know, you like to flip-flop a lot with your heel and your face popping.
Let's go. So which one do you want me to be now, the face or the heel, Ron?
I actually want you to be the manager, actually, you know what I mean?
But the manager? Yeah. Second God's Greatest Creation is busy this weekend. That's Mandy Rose. I'm going to have you, first of all, how you doing? How a year has passed by, and I hear it was your birthday this week. Did you hear Giancarlo Aulino's singing happy birthday to you?
Yes, I did hear him sing happy birthday, and I appreciate that fully, you know, and, all the way from the bottom of my heart.
Yeah, well, you know, how did you think he did with the happy birthday song?
It was could have been better. I was expecting more of a pipe bomb.
Pipe bomb, eh? Giancarlo, yeah. Are you practicing happy birthday in the shower now or what?
No, I think it's best I retired from that. It wasn't a good career path, so I'm just going to stick to talking and analyzing the birthday, not singing it.
All right, so this special edition of No Holds Barred Wrestling Show is brought to you by the great people at iQuest Media, helping businesses grow from digital design to inbound marketing to branding and beyond. Check out iQuestMedia.ca. All right, the big story as we're heading on the road to WrestleMania 35. Of course, WrestleMania 36 just got announced April 5th, 2020 at Raymond James Stadium in Tampa Bay, Florida. Rory, you like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Anyways, so let's talk about what the world is not talking about. That's why I brought in Rory Mitchell. Rory Mitchell, I just showed you Ronda Rousey's tirade, F-bombs. What do you think?
Well, she's having a connection fit right now. You know, she's sitting there getting her makeup done. You know, it must be the life to live. You know, she wants to drop the F word. She wants to, you know, go complete heel, go complete, you know, have an issue when it comes to
off script,
the man, and going with, you know, against Charlotte and Becky and all that other good stuff. But what can we think here? You know what I mean? Are they trying to get media coverage? You know, are they trying to get picked up by certain media outlets and things like that? You know, and I know the WWE likes to have, you know, capitalism and things like that, but it doesn't look good when today is World Women Appreciation Day. You know what I mean? So it's kind of going against the grain and whatnot. And you already heard her say that, oh, she'll do whatever she wants. It seems like Ronda thinks she's bigger than WWE.
Yeah, and what's the storyline always? Nobody is bigger than WWE. She says, quote, wrestling is scripted. It's made up. It's not real. None of these bees can F touch me. All right, that's one of the things that Ronda said. Giancarlo, what are you? You're too young to hear these foul language, right?
Yeah, I am. It's not good. I thought it was a PG program. And Ronda Rousey saying wrestling is fake, like, wow, what a shocker. I didn't know that watching the TV every week. But what's funny is the person who commented underneath these in the replies, Chris Cyborg, waving at Ronda Rousey. So I don't know, maybe that could be a sign. Cyborg's been at the Performance Center. She wants to get into WWE. She's been campaigning a little bit. Her UFC contract is almost up. So maybe the WWE can be thinking, if we lose Ronda, we can just bring in Cyborg, and there's our UFC star coming over.
All right, so let me ask first Rory here. Of course, it's scheduled now, the main event of WrestleMania, to be the ladies' match, whether it's a singles match or a three-way match, Becky, Charlotte, Ronda, Charlotte, Ronda, Becky, Ronda. What if they go off script and have, you know, bring in Cyborg against Ronda, and maybe have, since she says wrestling is fake, maybe have in a wrestling ring action. You know what I say, action. And Rory, what do you think about this?
I'll one-up you on this. Why don't they put a cage around the ring? Why don't they put it in an elimination chamber since wrestling is fake, right? Give them that feel like it's a UFC. But the thing is that it's more of a canvas in compared to the actual octagon. You know, I'll take a page of what Charlotte said. The last time we saw Ronda, if Ronda wants to get real, Ronda was taking head kicks and she was getting punched in her face. This is wrestling now. Like, can somebody put her in, like, a figure four? Actually, you know what? Can somebody actually take another crutch to her and let's see what can end up really happening? Because I'm pretty sure if they want to go unscripted and she actually gets jacked up by some of these foreign objects that we have underneath the ring, I'm pretty sure wrestling can get pretty real.
This is what Ronda said in a video. I'm not going out there and doing their effing act anymore. I'm going out there and doing whatever the hell I want. And they can explain it however they want. But FM, everybody, the WWE universe included, I meant that. I'm not going to disrespect the sport that all love so much. Oh, don't break kayfabe, Ronda. Wrestling is scripted. It's made up. It's not real. None of the bees can effing touch me. The end. Now, people could say this is a storyline or whatever. We're a couple of weeks away from WrestleMania. Not only WrestleMania, this is the first time it's penciled in the ladies to be the main event of WrestleMania. Giancarlo, first, do these comments, because, you know, Vince McMahon changes on the fly, do these comments enable Vince to change the main event of WrestleMania?
I don't think so. I think this is actually Vince McMahon. Part of it is his idea, and that he's kind of encouraging Ronda to do this, like do as much of this as possible, because he's trying to get Ronda, Charlotte, and Becky the most possible coverage outside the WWE as possible. And if you have Ronda Rousey going on this tirade online, like other outlets like TMZ and ET and like all these gossip and entertainment columns are going to pick up on that and say, oh, look at this women's star, this figure that's really built up a great career for herself outside WWE and made a name for herself as this big star athlete. Look at her go on this tirade about pro wrestling. Everyone's going to pick up on it, give it more media attention, and then they're going to see, oh, she has a match scheduled for WrestleMania. Then I got to watch that. So they're going to probably make it the main event just because of this extra coverage that they'll get from it.
All right, Rory, same question to you, but it's interesting to me. Charlotte did clap back, but Becky Lynch hasn't said anything. Maybe the man is shaving. Maybe the man is playing soccer. Maybe the man is doing something. But what do you think?
I'll echo what Giancarlo said there. It makes a lot of sense. It's about clicks. It's about buy rates. It's about pay-per-view views. It's about media, social media attention also too. If you didn't bring it to my attention, Joe, I'll be honest, that would have probably, most likely, I wouldn't have seen that until it maybe got pointed out later on, maybe in the weekend or maybe even sometime next week. It's a marketing, you know what I mean? And they say is controversy creates cash. Where have we heard that from? One late great Eric Bischoff. So
wait a minute, he's not late great. The great Eric Bischoff, not late great.
You know what I mean? He's great, great at what he does. My fault. What you see happen with this here? It will be interesting to see how, coming into Fastlane, what part does Ronda Rousey play? Does Ronda Rousey even go more heel? Does she even go more off the script, interfere in the match, attack Charlotte, gain access to have Becky be in the WrestleMania main event, which we already know, right, is going to happen. And then maybe even cut another promo to close out Fastlane. Look, we don't really know what the main event of Fastlane is going to be. Hint, hint, hint. You know what I mean?
All right. So we're, you know, Fastlane is just hours away. What do you expect, Giancarlo? Do you think that behind the scenes, Vince McMahon is patting her on the back or giving her a stern warning since we're a couple of weeks away from WrestleMania?
I think he's doing a little bit of both. I think he's patting her on the back and then giving her a stern warning when she goes to the ring saying, okay, this is a live mic and this stuff is televised. Social media is one thing when you go on that tirade and F-bombs here and there, but when you go to the ring, make sure, you know, you keep your composure and your promo, and but deliver. So I think she's going to go down to the ring, interfere in the match, beat up on Charlotte, and then once Charlotte's disqualified and Becky's back in the main event of WrestleMania, then she'll start beating up Becky and then cut that shoot promo that people will be talking about, saying, oh, Ronda Rousey went off script, she doesn't care, and build in that interest for the main event, the first women's main event of WrestleMania.
All right, Rory Mitchell, I haven't had you on for a year, year and a half. What have you been doing? And is there anything wrestling-wise, basketball-wise, curling-wise that you want to speak about?
Well, I've just been focusing on my show, Mitchell Code Unleashed. So I'm going through a little brief of a rebrand. You know, that's a build on SoundCloud.
Rebrand? What do you mean rebrand? What, you're bringing back WCW? Rebrand what? What do you think... What are you going to change the name from Mitchell Report Unleashed to Rory Mitchell Overheated or shockwaves? Because every time you're on, you make shockwaves. How about that? Hold on. The listeners, everybody email me. It's like Rory Mitchell, Mitchell Report Unleashed. Okay. If you like shockwaves featuring Rory Mitchell or Overheated with Rory Mitchell, or Hear the Roar, E. Come on. Send me an email or Hear the Roar. I know that was Giancarlo.
Why you treat me like Eeyore from Winnie the Pooh? Like that sounds too
everybody too likes Winnie the Pooh. Everybody likes Winnie the Pooh. And Giancarlo still has Winnie the Pooh. He speaks with him all the time, right, Giancarlo?
No, the mom.
You got Rory, Eeyore. Like, what's going on over there?
Giancarlo, as we close out the No Holds Barred Wrestling Show / whatever you want to call it, Hear the Roar, E. All right. What else are you looking forward to in the next couple weeks regarding wrestling wise, Giancarlo Aleno?
I'm looking forward to seeing where else WWE goes with this Batista Triple H feud. How they're gonna, you know, draw upon the past and maybe bring Ric Flair back into it. Looking forward to see what other things they have planned for this match going forward.
Hey, Rory, you wanted my attention? You wanted my attention? You got my attention. I said I'm putting you back on, and it's been weeks since you said, okay, Joe, I don't want to come on with you. I want to come on with Giancarlo. What? First of all, his name is Giancarlo. Giancarlo even sang you a song. Even sang you a song. What did you want? What did you want from Giancarlo? A $25, $50 Starbucks gift card?
Hey, listen, Joey and Alini. Let me tell you something right now.
You're supposed to be respectful. You don't call somebody the first time you talk to them, Joey and Alini. Come on, you know the number one rule.
Joey and Alini, we're going off script right now. Joey and Alini, how about that?
All right, okay, so we're going off script. You know, the man, Becky Lynch, you are the Roar Man, okay? So, Roar Man, anything else? Remember, send me an email, DM me. If you want him to keep the Mitchell Report on Leafs, Shockwaves featuring Rory Mitchell, Overheated with Rory Mitchell, or Hear the Roar. Let me
I like how picky that is.
I like how high pitch you got there.
Yeah, speaking about pitching, I guarantee you the Boston Red Sox will not win the World Series this year. Right, Giancarlo?
Yeah, that's right. I hope you keep that same energy. I hope you come back and keep that same energy. I'll see you in October.
You'll see me in October. What are you going to see? By the way, speaking about October, I know you don't know this, Roar E. October 23rd is Captain Canada's birthday. October
23rd. No, I don't know what you're talking about.
October 23rd, like Giancarlo did for your birthday, October 23rd, you're going to be on, and you're going to sing Captain Canada Happy Birthday song.
I do not know who you're talking
about. What do you mean you don't? Giancarlo, can you fill it in? Who am I talking about?
You're talking about
the man in basketball. He doesn't matter who he's talking about.
Oh, he's going off script with The Rock now.
Oh, yeah. Come up with something more original. You see, Roar E, I came up with something original. You copy The Rock. You copy Joe Budgeboss. Sooner or later, you're going to copy RR. Come on. What's going on with you? All right, Giancarlo, tell everybody how they could get a hold of you.
You can follow me on Twitter at John_411, Instagram at Giancarlo_Alino, and follow all my articles on barnburner.ca.
All right. Do I dare ask you, Rory, how the people could get a hold of you? He's laughing. Since you're laughing, I shouldn't even ask you, but since it's the first time and I'm in a good mood, Rory, every time I talk to you, you cause extra heartbeats, okay? So go ahead, just go and tell me how they get a hold of you.
Just on Twitter, official.
I'm sorry, we have a lot in time. No, go ahead. Go ahead, Rory. Go ahead.
You see, that's what I tell you guys. Listen to this. I'm barnburner, fired up. I'm telling you guys. See? That's
no.
That's
hold on. Hold on. The only time I go heel is on my good friend Eric Cohen, who doesn't deserve more than 3 minutes of airtime. He doesn't get 3 minutes
Joe,
of
okay,
he,
Joe, Joe,
he doesn't
he's
get
not here right now, Joe. Joe, he's not here right now. Come on.
He doesn't get 3 minutes of airtime on TSN, or his wife doesn't even give him 3 seconds of airtime. So or he comes up a little bit short also. But anyways, Rory, go ahead.
Joe, that's not nice. You can't be talking about Eric like that. Come on now. Listen,
I could be talking about whoever I want. Look, you cut 5 minutes off. Just tell everybody how they can get a hold of you. Sooner or later, I'm going to plug you a bunch of blocks. All right, Rory, your time is – how do people get a hold of Joe Budget Boss? Go ahead.
I can't – Joe Budget Boss on Twitter. All one word.
And what's the word?
I just said it, Joe Budget Boss.
So do I have to tell you how to cover promo? Joe Budget Boss, the number one guy in Toronto, number 40, you said, in London, or Canadian-wide, can be reached at Joe Budget Boss on Twitter. That's how you cut a promo, Rory.
Thanks a lot, guys.